Well, there was the invitation from King Charles. There was plenty of flattery as well from UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer when he met Donald Trump at the White House yesterday. After their talks, President Trump spoke about today's visit from Ukraine's President Zelensky and the mineral deal he's hoping to sign with him.
Tomorrow, the progress toward peace will continue when President Zelensky visits the White House. He'll be here tomorrow in the early part of the day, and we'll be signing a historic agreement that will make the United States a major partner in developing Ukraine's minerals and rare earths and oil and gases. And we have a great understanding. I think it's going to be great for Ukraine. We're going to be at the site, and we'll be digging.
Dig we must. But despite all the cordiality, our global security reporter Yvonne Murray has been telling me that Keir Starmer did not get the security backstop for Ukraine he'd sought from the US president.
There was no security guarantees that came out of that meeting between President Trump and Keir Starmer yesterday. And that really had been what the British Prime Minister was after, this backstop, this idea that if Ukraine enters into this deal on critical minerals with the United States, that in return they would get US security guarantees. And that was not what Mr. Trump was offering. Keir Starmer indeed did lay on the flattery very thick. He played, shall we say, his Trump card by taking out this letter from the King inviting President Trump to the UK for a second state visit. And he was very careful to say that this was absolutely historic, never done before for a US president to be invited twice. He said it was going to be even better than the last state visit that Mr. Trump came to the UK for. So a very warm meeting between the two leaders. They were very careful to exchange warm words. A lot of respect, it appeared to be, between the two men. But not the guarantees for that backstop that Mr. Starmer was after.
And that sets the scene, of course, for Donald Trump's meeting with President Zelensky of Ukraine today. Would it be fair to say that Donald Trump is a reluctant participant? And have there been signs from yesterday's comments that he might be changing his mind about the man he accused of being a dictator and starting the war with Russia last week?
He was asked whether he would like to apologise to Mr. Zelensky for calling him a dictator, asked by a member of the press yesterday at the White House. But Mr. Trump batted that away, wasn't willing to commit, and even at one point said, "Did I really say that?" So I think certainly if we were to have this conversation last week, it would not have looked good for Mr. Zelensky, because Mr. Trump was appeared to be quite angry with him, calling him a dictator and accusing him of starting the war with Russia. And indeed, this is the week that the US switched sides at the United Nations, siding with Russia against Ukraine at the United Nations. But in the past couple of days, he has seemed to soften his rhetoric towards Mr. Zelensky. We heard him yesterday at this press conference with the UK leader saying that he had quite a lot of respect for the Ukrainian leader and saying that Ukraine had fought very bravely. We do understand from reports that were in the French media as well this week that Mr. Trump had considered cancelling this meeting with Mr. Zelensky. But Mr. Macron, the French president who visited Washington on Monday, according to these reports, helped to change the president's mind so that he would continue to receive Mr. Zelensky today. And he's due at 11 o'clock this morning at the White House.
And what do we know about the minerals deal that's expected to be signed today and what each side expects from it, maybe more importantly?
Well, this is really what Mr. Zelensky is coming for, to sign this minerals deal. And Mr. Trump, as far as he's concerned, this is a done deal. He said yesterday that it was very far advanced. But Mr. Zelensky has been very clear that he doesn't want to sign anything handing over Ukraine's minerals unless he gets those security guarantees from the United States. Again, Mr. Trump has been very dismissive of that. He says, he said that there's no need for security guarantees. He said, if you have US workers, as he described them, in Ukraine digging for critical minerals, that would act of something, as something of a deterrent. Nobody would mess with Ukraine again if the Americans were there, was his point. Now, President Zelensky is going to have a very different viewpoint on that. But crucially, he is coming today and he will. The pressure will be on him to put his name on that deal. Will he make a last-ditch attempt to try and change the president's mind and provide some kind of security guarantee? Of course he will attempt that. But I really think at this stage the United States president holds the cards on this. And I think Mr. Zelensky will likely be backed into a corner whether on this deal. And I imagine it will go to plan and his name will be on it by the end of the day.
And that was our global security reporter, Yvonne Murray. We'll be hearing the views of one politician in Ukraine later today as to the cards he thinks Ukraine might be holding in that encounter with President Zelensky.